Hey everybody, John Simmons here from Testimony House. This past weekend, I visited a Christian conference called Life Surge at a church that I used to go to, and I was really looking forward to going to this thing. I bought tickets a few months ago, and I was just really excited to see some of the speakers that they had advertised. And while I was there, my experience turned a little sour, so I wanted to create a video, sort of share my thoughts about what happened at the conference. Why I feel a little icky, and I want to encourage people who haven't gone before sort of know what you're getting into. And if you have gone, I'm curious to know if I'm the only one who feels this way or if you have similar feelings yourself. So let's get into this. So I want to start by saying, Life Surge was a Facebook ad that I saw in like June, and I saw pictures of Tim Tebow, Marcus Lemonis, Willie Robertson, and more all in the flyer for this ad, right? So I clicked okay. And it was advertised on its website as a day-long life-changing event where thousands of local Christians gather to learn why and how to create and multiply financial resources for kingdom impact. Hey, well, that sounds pretty good, right? It sounds good to me, at least. So I looked at the tickets, which included four pricing levels: an executive ticket, which cost $27, a premier ticket for $47, VIP, which included a lanyard and a $5 concession. And of course, the ultimate level, which had sold out, oh my, for the low, low price of $497. I did see this marked at half price when I was buying tickets, so maybe some people were getting that for like $250. But this should have been my first clue to sort of watch out, right? And also, what do you think you got for a $500 Christian conference ticket? Everything the VIP package got, plus a better seat, and of course, pictures with the main speakers and a book. I think they gave out a book. So anyway, I didn't need the photo. And since I had already been formally a member at the church where this conference was, I sort of knew where the seats were at and what was going to be the section. So the $47 seats were really more than good enough for me to go to this. So I got tickets for me and my friend Kevin, and that was it. Until a few minutes later, after I purchased my tickets, I got a text message from Life Surge. It was a woman named Courtney. She welcomed me into the Life Surge community and said I needed to save her number on my phone, and then if I had any questions, just to call her. A couple hours later, she called me on the phone. Can you believe this? Strange, but okay. Hey, Courtney, what's up? John, I just wanted you to know of a special deal that you can offer your friends. It's a discount code. If they want to go, they can use your code 10 times and you'll be upgraded to the ultimate package so you can get a picture with Tim Tebow. Okay, I thought, all right, that sounds like a good deal. So I hopped over on Facebook, and if you are a friend of mine, you saw a post that I put up in June inviting my friends to use my code if they would like to join me at the conference. And just a few moments later, another message from Courtney. Yeah, she gave me detailed instructions on how to share my code with others and things like that. And she also gave me a testimony of an unnamed man from Pittsburgh who got 10 of his friends plus 12 people on Twitter to buy tickets to the Life Surge there, and now he has his picture with Tim Tebow, I bet. However, I did not sell any tickets to my friends, not because I didn't try, they didn't buy them. And I'm likely thankful for that, but Life Surge didn't stop continuing the love bombing. They sent me voicemails from many of the speakers in the week leading up to the event.
Hey, this is Marcus Lemonis. I cannot wait to see all of you this Saturday at Life Surge.
Hi there, it's Nick Vujicic, but be sure to come prepared tomorrow with an open mind and an expectant heart.
Most importantly, he said at the end of his voicemail, to come with an open mind and an expectant heart. Key words on the open mind part. So, the day of the Life Surge event arrived. I picked up Kevin at 7:30 in the morning on a Saturday. Ugh, didn't want to sleep in, I guess. We got to the church by 8 in order to pick out good seats because this was a pick-your-own-seat event, not assigned seating. So we found some premier seats. That's right, we got our black wristbands and sat right on the end of a row, which is, to me, worth the extra $20 that I paid for a ticket to get a good seat like that. Anyway, so after Kevin and I waited an hour in the sanctuary with all these other people, a white-haired man named Chris Grabe joined us as our MC for the day. He told us he was a former Road Rules star. If you remember that show from MTV back in the day, it was one of my favorite shows, actually. He shared about his wife and kids, as well as his former life as a pastor. But now he travels around with Life Surge, and he says that he's here to help us grow in areas of worship, wisdom, work, and wealth. That's the whole theme of this Life Surge conference: worship, wisdom, work, and wealth. He was the first one to show PowerPoint slides, which I could only describe as a mixture of like high quality Photoshop and like low level Canva or even like clip art from like the early 2000s. It was real bad, some of it. Nonetheless, he introduced us to our worship leader for the day, Donnie Bolden Jr., who came out with just a piano and sang three songs to lead us in worship to get the... And you can't have a Christian event without worship, right? You got to play them three songs and have everybody sing the words on the screen. That's just how a Christian conference is meant to work. However, I was a little like there was no band. He had no accompaniment people with him. I was thinking, why couldn't the church like have the volunteer musicians come and play with him for the day or something, especially since like the it was the only music that was played for the most part. He played one other song later in the day, but where's his crew at? So it was a little weird to see one guy with the piano up there. For such a big event and all the money they were putting into the advertisements and the speakers and all this, I felt it a little short that our worship section of the day was just a guy on a piano. I would also have to say that like anytime we're in a room as Christians and we're singing together, whether it's a guy on the piano or a full band, I'm joking when I say this, right? Because I really think that it's a beautiful sound when you hear Christians singing together, praising our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I'm for this. And so while I'm sarcastic a bit times, and if you're new to our channel, you may not understand that about me, but I am a firm believer that worshiping God is very important. I just felt like they could have done this a little bit better. So Chris then introduced us to the Benham Brothers, and these were like a pair of twin guys who walked out. I've never heard them speak before, never really knew much about their story. But they share their testimony. They played minor league baseball and later started a successful real estate business. They also shared how they started filming a TV show right around the same time for HGTV, the Chip and Joanna Gaines started Fixer Upper, which I thought was interesting. However, apparently they had put some stuff on Twitter that the media didn't like, and so they got canceled before canceling was a thing. However, they continued to grow their brand and their business. They wrote books, they said. They were on TV a bunch of times. They showed a clip of that. They encouraged us that we can do the same thing for ourselves with our lives. I liked them. They had a compelling story, interesting, engaging, but even more so was the next speaker, Nick, right? No arms, no legs. This guy was born without those things, yet he has created an evangelistic ministry that has reached tens of thousands, if not more, over the course of his ministry. I think it's like 7 million souls or something is his goal in the name of his website. What an empowering story. You know, he says that, like, how can a guy with no limbs be the arms and feet of Jesus? That is a compelling testimony and one I was excited to hear. So when he got up and started sharing, I was excited. I was engaged. He was very charismatic, very well spoken. You can clearly tell that he's done this a million times. I enjoyed how he shared the challenges of his physical life and how that allowed him to rely on God. He had a faith in Jesus that blessed him with a family, thriving ministry, and of course financial wealth. Through his six-figure public speaking gigs, he's told us that that's what he makes when he does this kind of stuff. And before we go any further, I just like to say this video is not to cry foul on the whole like prosperity gospel and the idea that like Christians shouldn't have wealth and shouldn't be paid six figures for his public speaking. More power to you. I believe that when you're walking in your gifts and talents, you're walking in God's vision for your life, that's going to open all sorts of doors. For some people, those doors are going to be financial doors. And hey, walk through them. Use that wealth to do other kingdom things. That's the whole reason we're at this conference, right? This is to build up kingdom wealth. And so I'm here for it. I was at the conference hoping to learn something that would help me. It just seemed to go in another direction later. And we'll get to that in a minute. But his story of making money, speaking, hey, good for you. Making money on the stocks, good for you. I'm not a hater of any Christian who has made money. I don't think that Christians who have money are evil, or that the idea that we need to be poor in order to be good ministers of the gospel is a fair and accurate one. But I do think that there are aspects of being wealthy and the heart behind being wealthy that should be, you know, looked into when it's time to talk about the specifics of those types of statements, right? Generally, I don't think it's a big deal. Specifically, I might think it's icky. So again, Nick was not the problem. It was the people after Nick that sort of turned my stomach, starting with LifeSurge president and founder Joe Johnson, who proclaimed he didn't like to speak in public, but he easily shared a story about how he founded LifeSurge to help people like us, like me, to make money that will impact the kingdom. He also followed that up by sharing photos of his most recent real estate deal, where he 100% bank financed a $3 million house, rented it out for a year at $100,000 a month, and then sold it for $6 million, earning $3 million on his investment. And he said, we can do the same thing, he said, before introducing a man he named or was called Champ. And this is where everything at Life Surge started to go sideways for me. Champ was an Italian man who briefly shared his testimony of finding Jesus later in life. He showed us pictures of his family taking an Italian vacation and a muscle car that he bought using the money he earned in the stock market. He then spent more than an hour talking to us about the importance of learning how to read the stock market, also sharing that he once paid for a stock market class that cost him $4,000, and this is an important part to remember. That class changed his life forever, he said. And he also added, there are two good reasons to go into debt. One is for real estate investment. Number two is for wisdom. And that would not be the last time we heard those words. Not sure the Bible says anything good about debt, but I got to come with my open heart, right? Champ continued to show us some dated PowerPoint images explaining the stock market and eventually went to a graph using red and green arrows. He called volunteers up to the stage to read the arrows just to show how easy it is to make money in the stock market. Can you read this? Can you read this? Is it up or down? Should we buy or sell? Buy! Should we sell if the green arrow is up? Yeah! Like, they had us all playing along to his game using a stock market app pictures for his demonstration. Later come to find out this is a stock app that you'll be asked to purchase. Champ shared how LifeSurge had created something called Impact Classes, a three-day seminar designed to help you build kingdom wealth. Champ explained that the course originally cost $1,500, but founder Joe Johnson said price should not be a barrier to entry, which I thought was a good statement. And so you looked on the screen and the PowerPoint slide from 2002 burned up the price of $1,500, revealing a low price of $97. For less than a couple tanks of gas, he said, you can learn how to build wealth that will help us feed the hungry, help veterans, and of course the poor. Wouldn't you like to build wealth that can do that? He said. If you would like to be a part of these Life Surge Impact classes, I want you to stand up and sign up right now. And immediately, you saw an army, I mean an army, of people with black Life Surge t-shirts on. They had a clipboard, they had credit card readers, and they marched to the front to stand out in front of these makeshift tables where they were inviting up the audience to come and sign up for these Impact classes. The first 25 people who signed up got to get a free picture with Tim Tebow and Willie Robertson. What a deal. I watched as a majority of the room stood up and were drawn into the arms of the volunteer army of Life Surge credit card readers. Champ was like a Pied Piper calling everybody in to the front of the platform at the church. And this is when I started to get really sick to my stomach. I felt taken advantage of. At no point had I seen in any of the advertisements that I saw on Facebook, which popped up on my feed every day. Almost every single time I opened social media on several apps, I would see an ad for Life Surge, even though I already bought tickets. I saw billboards around my city. This thing was really hyped up around town. Everybody had seen these things, and I'm surprised it didn't sell out, but maybe people knew what they were getting into, and I was just gullible. I'm not sure, but nonetheless, I really felt taken advantage of. I felt like they were taking advantage of Christians, specifically. Nothing on the advertisement said anything like about a life-changing opportunity to be presented. It was the only thing on these flyers are the faces of these speakers. So that's what I thought I was getting into when I bought a ticket. I bought a ticket for this event. But of course, that ticket purchase wasn't enough. They needed me to buy a three-day seminar for $97. And that hurt my feelings. Because I thought the conference was supposed to help me learn how to grow in work and wealth and wisdom and worship. But they were saying, you know what? Nope, this three-day seminar, that'll do it. You need to come to this. This thing will do it. Not even Courtney, my Life Surge liaison, said anything that resembled I was about to walk into a situation that felt an awful lot like every single timeshare presentation that I've ever been to. You know, where they offer you a free trip to Orlando or South Carolina or San Diego for the court, you know, and then they get you in a room and you end up mortgaging a timeshare for the next 30 years of your life. It felt very much like that to me. The other thought I started having was, why would Tim Tebow do this? Surely Willie Robertson isn't aware that they're up here pimping these classes, right? Like, surely. Initially, I had real, and maybe that was naive of me, but I had thoughts that they had nothing to do with it. I later decided to change my heart around that. But at first I was picturing Willie Robertson in the back with Auntie Anne and they're eating their pretzels, you know. Not knowing that we are being called up front of the church to pull out our wallets and pay $97, even after I'd already paid $47, and some people had paid maybe as much as $500 just to be in that room, and that wasn't good enough. They needed more money from us at LifeSurge. But we took a short break, and the conference continued, and even though I was certainly discouraged, the big speakers that were advertised were still right around the corner, and I thought, I could still get this life-changing word from one of them, right? That's what I thought. Remember, Nick told me to come with an open mind, which I'd already experienced why he wanted me to come with an open mind, but he also said you need to come with an expectant heart, and I didn't want to lose my faith in what this conference was for me just because it wasn't turning out how I thought it would turn out. So the main speakers were still to come, and I really did feel in my heart, like, because Kevin was like, we can go whenever you want. And I said, no, I really want to hear these guys. I want to see if God's got something through them for me, right? They brought in some tables and chairs for the next speakers. Auntie Anne came out first with Chris Grabe. Chris Grabe was like acting like an interviewer, but he didn't really interview anybody. He sort of just let them talk. And Auntie Anne stood up and she gave a testimony, a really tragic story of losing her daughter when she was younger. And she grew up in a Mennonite household. And eventually, you know, overcoming some adversities in her life led her to starting her pretzel business. And of course, the empire, the pretzel empire that she built up in every single mall in America now. And it was a good story, but she only talked for about 15 minutes. And she was followed by Willie Robertson, who came out and threw out some duck calls and sat down, and he shared a couple entrepreneurial stories about when he was younger and he sold candy and got the snack bar at high school shut down. And he was even on the bus, like, selling songs, like he would sing songs to people to make money. And they were cute stories, but nothing practical about how I, as a Christian, can gain kingdom wealth to impact a nation, right? Between him and Auntie Anne, they talked for about a half hour. They shared a couple stories, and the stories were good. The stories were fine. But I had just listened to Champ talk for an hour plus. And after Willie left the stage, the unthinkable happened. Joe Johnson came back out, and he introduced someone who he called a mentor. And he also said he's sort of rough around the edges when he speaks. And he brought this guy, James Smith, out. A guy who was real, I don't have pictures. I wish I would have took more pictures of this. Remember, I didn't go here trying to make a YouTube video. I came here trying to get something out of a Christian conference that I paid a ticket for. And this guy came out and he looked like a sleazy car salesman. He's got this like oversized, to me felt oversized suit. And again, I'm nitpicking. Like, I'm not like a hater on everything Christian and everything about this conference, but I'm in this zone right now. So he came out and he talked for 90 minutes about real estate. Felt like 90 minutes. It was at least over an hour, sharing that we need to be able to invest in real estate so that we can, again, help people who are less fortunate than us. And he showed a lot of different slides, all of which were outdated. He did bring up some people who had testimonies of using his course and finding success with it, which is all great and fine. If they were real, they could have been plants. I don't know. He told everyone in the room that we should be able to find a way to invest in real estate and make money. Everyone. We just have to learn how to do it. And he said this at least a dozen times. James reiterated that there are two good types of debt. One is to gain debt for wisdom, and the other is to gain debt to do real estate investments. Again, show me that Bible scripture, please. I do know there's one that says, slave to the lender. But at the end of his presentation, he brought up his screen with the prices again. 3,000, fire, boom, no, 1,500. No, for the low, low price of $97, you can now sign up for real estate classes. But wait, there's more. And this is when the like 90s infomercial started. He kept offering more and more things, right? So if you already bought the stock market classes, you get the real estate classes for free. Oh, just like a good infomercial, right? But wait, there's more. You can bring a friend for free. So it's like two for one. So again, the army of credit card readers. Once again assembled at the front of the stage to take the money of Christians who were previously unaware that they were all gifted with the ability to beat the stock market and be great financially sophisticated real estate agents and investment property managers for the rest of their lives. And you can learn all this in only 6 days, mind you, right? Yeah, right. So as all the future Chip and Joanna Gaineses headed up to the table, they brought out Donnie, the worship guy, again, and he brought out beach balls, and he was playing secular music really loud, and then he hosted a literal dance contest. It's gone off the reel. What am I doing? Where am I? Like, this is at a church, a Christian event, and we're singing secular songs, kicking beach balls while we sign up for a $97 seminar course on real estate. Did God call you to real estate? I mean, he's got a plan and a purpose for all of us, right? But is it to be real estate investors? I'm not sure. I wish I would have gotten some of this on tape, but I'm really sorry I can't show you some of these things. You're just going to have to take my word for it. I was not there to make a video about this on YouTube. I was hoping to get a word that would change my life. And instead, I got an experience that turned my stomach sour. I paid to hear Tim Tebow and Marcus Lemonis and Willie Robertson and Annie Ann, the Benham Brothers, share stories and teach me practical applications on how to build kingdom wealth. Instead, I got 3 hours of Champ and James, two guys I had never heard of, tell me that I'm going to lose out on helping orphans and widows if I don't sign up for these 6 days of classes to do something that I may or may not even be called to do. Even if they work, this is, in my opinion, not the right way to go about presenting this information. You've done a bait and switch. You got me into a place so that I can hear these advertised speakers and then turned it around to try and sell me something that I may or may not even need. I'm sorry. This is a bait and switch, preying on Christians who want to do those things. They want to help the widows. They want to help the orphans. So we'll often, you know, drive the extra mile to get to a place where we can do those things. And they're offering that extra mile. It just happens to be a class. Is it the end or is it the beginning? Because if they were willing to take our money at the conference and sign us up for a seminar, what happens when you get in the seminar? Are they going to sign you up for something else? Some mentorship, some online course, some 6 months of training, another, you know, online course that costs $6,000? Because they kept saying is you should go into debt to get wisdom. So we didn't hear it exactly in the room. You're not going to go into debt over $100, really. But I think there's more to come. And I can't prove that yet. I'm trying to figure that out still. I joined some of the Facebook Life Surge groups trying to figure out what the people are being offered once they get into the room, but I haven't found anything out yet. But if you know, if you've been to them, I'm curious to know. So put it in the comments, send me a message. My email's in the About section. I would like to know what's happening at these Life Surge Impact classes. After the dance party was over, Nick returned to the stage, and this is when I knew that they were all in on it, because Nick was like encouraging us to sign up for classes and telling us that all could change our lives and we could build wealth and things like that. And then he was followed by 60 Minutes from Marcus Lemonis, and I thought he was the best speaker of the day. He brought people out of the audience and challenged them to share some of the difficulties they've had in life. He ministered to them in a lot of real ways. There was this really sweet moment where this teacher felt like she was, you know, not being used in a successful way in life, and all these people started screaming from the back, and apparently there was kids, and there was one adult even, and some kids who were former students of hers, and she'd been a teacher for a long time. And they all came up to the front and said, "You are my favorite teacher." And it was a heartwarming moment. They didn't know they were there. They weren't there together. And it was a really touching moment. And that was, you know, one of the greatest things among the muck and mire of Life Surge Conference. This was one moment I was really excited to see. And I was really, really, you know, choked me up a little bit. And it was good. It was a great moment. And then Tim Tebow came out. He spoke for about 30 minutes. He gave the John 3:16 message, which I've heard so many times just from following him over the years. And it's a great message, and I encourage anybody to go listen to that message. He gave an altar call, which, again, I also was very thankful that he did at a Christian conference. Lead people to Jesus, get them saved before they head out the door. I'd much rather you get saved and set free than sign up for a seminar any day of the week. But his John 3:16 message didn't have anything to do with wisdom, wealth, work, and worship. I mean, technically it's wisdom, right? But it's not specifically wisdom for the point of making kingdom wealth. So it was all fine and good. I had no problems with any of their speeches or messages or whatever you want to call them. I thought it was fine. My biggest issue was that I felt swindled to pay money, only to be told it wasn't enough and that I needed to invest more. I was shown these pictures of mansions and sports cars and vacations. They tried to sell me a dream of my future wealth. And now I know why they spent so much time in text and communication with me before the event. I mean, how many times have you gone and bought a ticket to your favorite sports event or your favorite team, right? And they call you, "Hey, This is Barry from sales for the St. Louis Cardinals. I just wanted to make sure you're going to be in your bleacher seats this weekend at the game. It's never happened, right? But I was like, I haven't been to a lot of Christian conferences. They don't come through St. Louis a lot. Maybe this is normal. Maybe this is natural. I have no idea. Now I know it's that they needed me to buy a seminar ticket. So they're trying to make sure I got my butt in that seat, trying to encourage me to be there. And this was multiplied when I left. By the time I got home from the conference, I had one text message and two emails saying, hey, we saw you didn't sign up for the seminar. We want you to encourage you to sign up today. And you've only got 24 hours before you lose your $97 price. And that was an absolute lie. Because more than 24 hours later, they sent me another email saying, I can still sign up for $97. So just on the face, regardless of anything else that happened, I was lied to at least one time. I will add that like 5 days later, I did finally see a price increase after one of the clocks finally counted down to zero. But that first 24-hour clock certainly was a liar. And I also like to mention that you're sort of punishing Christians for being late to the party here. We want to charge you an extra $100 because you didn't sign up fast enough. I thought you wanted us to have this. Now the barrier to entry, as you said, you didn't want to make it too high. Well, you're increasing the barrier to entry. So therefore, people who might have wanted to pray about it, wanted to think about it, now are being punished to pay more. Where's the Christian love in that? But that didn't stop them from sending another 30, but they sent a half a dozen emails to me since the time of the conference, encouraging me to sign up. Many of those emails had clocks on them counting down so that I would have FOMO about missing out on the seminar, but we know I ain't signing up for this now, especially now I'm making this video. Tim Tebow, if you see this, I'd love to talk to you about this. What happened? So when I got home from the conference and I'm looking into LifeSurge, maybe I should have done this to begin with, but I'm looking into them now. I'm trying to discover what is really behind the heart of LifeSurge. I found another red flag. Get this. So they have multiple impact classes. They offered us stock trading and real estate, but they have four classes, at least four that I saw, that they offer based on what city they are in the country, right? So there's an online business course where you can learn to grow how your online e-commerce business. And then, and this is my favorite one, there is something called an influence class, LifeSurge Influence. And this is where you can learn how to become a public speaker, and you can earn as much as $10,000 a month being a public speaker, or you become an author, or you become an expert in your field, right? And they're going to show you how to do this. And this, even more than the real estate and stock market, is a load of baloney in the kingdom of God. Because while you might be able to make an argument, and I really do, there might be a semblance of an argument for how someone can, any believer can use real estate or stock markets to earn kingdom wealth and then use it to fund kingdom missions. There is no argument that you'll be able to give me that says every person in a 2,000-person arena, or a church building in my case, is called to be a public speaker by God, to earn $10,000 a month as a public speaker. God has not called every member of the body of Christ to be a public speaker. He's not called every member of the body of Christ to be an author. He's not called every member of the body of Christ to be an influencer of the gospel in a way that is public. And I reject that claim and reject that you can go to a 3-day seminar to learn how to do that and that it will somehow teach you how to build kingdom wealth, when you're not even called by God to do it to begin with. There is no way that class, at least, is not of God. There's no way you can tell me otherwise. Now, maybe they sell the classes like, hey, only people who are called to do it should walk up here. But I'm afraid it's more like the real estate class where they want everybody in the building and they send them 39 emails 10 seconds after they step foot out that says, hey, you're called to be a public speaker. Get your butt in this class. But I guess St. Louis people aren't called to speak here in St. Louis because we didn't get that advertisement. But anyway, here's my final thoughts on the whole thing. If Joe Johnson and the team of LifeSurge got up there and said, hey, we want you to be able to build kingdom wealth. We've learned how to do it. We're all millionaires up here. We've built these seminars and these classes. We want you to take them absolutely free. We want you to learn the skills that we know. We want to build up a pile of money so big in the kingdom that we can do whatever we want to promote the gospel of Jesus Christ. I would have felt okay about that. I would have been at that seminar if that's how they presented it. But from the way that they used Tim Tebow and Marcus Lemonis as bait to get Christians in a room to where they can pray on their emotions by telling them that signing up for classes will help them help the homeless and help veterans and help widows, and then get them in a room. And I really think this is going to happen. People are going to get in these seminar rooms and they're going to be offered another opportunity to invest in themselves by going into debt so that they can build kingdom wealth. How can you build kingdom wealth for someone else if you're in debt? It just don't make no sense, people. There's not two good reasons to go into debt. There's zero good reasons to go into debt. Zero. And you can't help someone if you still have to help yourself. Another thought is that, let's say they offered it for free, but they said, hey, we're going to take an offering. We want you to just, whatever God's put on your heart, after you take these classes, if you've gotten something out of it, just invest back into LifeSurge, because this ministry, you know, we want to keep this going for years to come. We want to be able to continue to give these classes away for free. And if someone can't afford it, your extra blessing, your offering is going to help fund this mission to bring kingdom wealth into the world. I'd be all for that too. I might have gave you more than $97 if you offered it that way. If you presented it in a way that didn't feel like a sketchy time sales presentation where it's high pressure, you're using everything I've seen on every 90s infomercial, you're using tactics that I know from sales when I was in sales that they use to get people to buy things. I'm on an email funnel now that I can't get out of. This is a for-profit business trying to make money off the backs of Christians, and it made me feel sick. It made me feel sick that I got sucked into this, and I didn't even sign up for the class. I just feel bad they even got my $47 now. At the same time, I also feel like the $47 to hear Marcus and Tim, hey, it's worth the price of mission. I'm not a guy who's like, every Christian thing needs to be free. I don't think that everything needs to be free. But when you're talking about how to gain wealth, and you got to go into debt to get it, that is not the proposition they should be offering. So that's going to wrap up today's video. If you went to a LifeSurge conference and you liked it and you enjoyed it, I did see some people in the comments of these advertisements talking about they really enjoyed the event. So if that's you, let us know in the comments. If you went to one of these seminars, I'd love to hear from you and what your experiences was at one of those. I could be off base about some of this, and maybe you had a different experience than I did, or maybe some of the things that I'm predicting will happen, maybe they never happen and I'm just completely wrong, and that's fine too. But if you had an experience here, or if you're someone who was thinking about going to one of these conferences, I just want to encourage you, pray and ask God if this is what he has for you. It might be, right? And that's fine, go. But no one at the LifeSurge conference asked us to pray about whether or not we should take the seminar. There was prayer at the conference, but not specifically about, hey, can we just take a moment, ask God if this is something you want to do, and then do it, if he's called you to do it. And for me, that's when it's a marketing pitch and not a call from God. And so whatever happened at this conference or whatever is about to happen at this conference, let's make God the center of it, right? So ask God if you should go. Ask God if you should be part of the seminar. And if you did be part of the seminar, I want to hear from you. So until next time, guys, we pray you discover a future and a hope for your life today. We ain't trying to blend in. If you're ready, come on with us, my friend. Come on. We can change the world. Hey,
hey, we can change the world. Let's go. What changes the world? The only thing that ever really changes the world is when somebody gets the idea that love can abound and can be shared.